Quick toss. Sanders, touchdown. And there you go.
Trayvon Mullen's been up to the task. Lewis on down the field throws, but the savvy veteran and Emmanuel Sanders with a little push off. Yep.
He's been over the news. He's back.
Hey, John boy.
Hey, Vasquez.
Have you ever been mistaken for a man?
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
My name is Johnny Wishbone.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
He's not a machine. He's a man.
Your smack is so fresh. I mean, it's so on time and truthful. Give me a pound, dog.
I'm not a talker.
It's showtime.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
In my wrong, cause I wanna get it on till I die. In my wrong, cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
And good evening, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you're going to listen to this, should we just start over? Let's keep going. I'm your host, JV. Welcome to the JV Sports Show with the week two previews and the week one recap. We'll reverse that as it's my week to give this. So again, like I said, not every week I'll be giving the recaps and the previews, because that's divvied up amongst a select chosen few of us, or whoever AJ voluntold to do this. So anyway, I've got the duty this week, and I think I've got three more weeks of this at some point every other week or every 2 weeks. So you'll get those from me in between, maybe just some sports talk, some fantasy talk, maybe some guest speakers on. If we can connect some schedules, some exclusive interviews. But why don't we go ahead and get right to the heart of this podcast, this week's podcast, with the week one recap. So I essentially was blasted out of the water by Big Perm, 146-98. Apparently, I didn't realize that Henry was going against the Cleveland Browns, and I left almost 29 points on my bench. Fitzgerald looked like the Fitzy of old. He had 25 points. Of course, with the no waivers on the first week, for whatever reason, Badgley, my kicker, suffered a groin injury somehow before the game started, a couple days before the game started, was out. Steelers defense got trounced by New England. Lamar Jackson for Big Perm, 43 points. Not sure if that was the high of the week, but it was pretty up there. Also, his kicker, a kicker, gets 18 points. And Le'Veon, ring my bell, 23 points as well, too. And I left, I think it was the second highest total. I left 78 points on my bench, but that actually wasn't the highest. The next matchup, Sports Gal versus Papa Cadman. So Linda going against her former favorite quarterback, Tom Brady. Tom Brady scored 31, almost 32 points for Papa Cadman. And he had the Ravens D, which just manhandled the Dolphins and scored 17 points. For Sports Gal, she had Watson, 36 points, Deshaun Watson, and David Johnson, 25 points. It's the running back for Arizona, and Andrews, the tight end for Baltimore, 24 points as well, too. But, I mean, she could have even had more points, like more Christmas, more birthday. She left 46.8 points on her bench with Sammy Watkins, with a total of 104 points left over on her bench. waste, not want, not. Also, we had probably what was the game of the week. I'm sure everybody was watching this. And if you weren't, what were you doing? Came down to Monday Night Football with Houston versus the Saints. And who was Oakland playing? Denver. Sorry, I forgot already. Denver at Oakland. Some good coffee. Denver at Oakland. And so if you were listening to the beginning of the podcast, you would have heard the Sanders touchdown catch, which, you know, put the Broncos within scoring distance of about of one score. So 8-point game at that point. But it also pretty much helped Caleb beat BPAC by 0.42 points with that Sanders touchdown. And of course, when it happened, BPAC did actually comment of what the, I'm not sure who was making the comment on the soundbite, who said that Sanders had a bit of a push off, not enough to get an offensive PI, but of course that's what BPAC would have wanted. I mean, there's huge scores in this game. Prescott for B, 41 points, Mac, return of the Mac for 25 points. Thomas, who also played on Monday night, 22 points. And then for Caleb, Patrick Mahomes, looks like it may pay off, 33 points. Josh Jacobs, the rookie running back for Oakland, he had 24 points. And then Sanders, who had the late TD with 19 points, almost 20 points. Ingram was huge for the Giants in their loss, 28 points. And then for whatever reason, I don't know why, but Caleb decided to start his Broncos D against offensive players, specifically speaking, Josh Jacobs. So as Jacobs was, you know, racking up points, Caleb was losing points with the Broncos defense. I don't know. I don't understand that move. So you'll have to ask Caleb about that one. I'm sure it's all part of his mad genius plan. The same with picking Mahomes for the first pick of his draft at the seventh pick.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Next, we got Raider Nation. Another close game with Raider Nation and Moyne. So Jason versus Moyne. Jason's biggest star was McCaff. McCaff had almost 43 points. Alshon Jeffrey as well, too, with 22 points. Moyne eked one out with, because of Hopkins on Monday night, at 31 points. But decided to start Trubisky. I have no clue who this guy is. Maybe I should. I don't know. I think everyone will now after having started him. But he left Matt Ryan on the bench, who had 20, almost 23 points. Trubisky with 8 points. So that was a head scratcher, and I don't think Moyne is starting him this week, or may never start him again. Was it one of those sleeper picks, Moyne, with like me and Robert Ferguson in 2001? The last one, this was a huge blowout, a 92.26 point differential. Alvin Kadman, who's lights Kamara action, versus his brother-in-law, Sam, who had the lowest point total, 172.9 to 80.64. Basically, Kadman's players all averaging 19.21. The biggest totals for Sam were 14.2 exactly. For Westbrook, not Russell, and Galladay. Galladay! Holiday! And then, of course, AJ could have completely demolished, meaning he could have really gone over 100 point differential if he had started D-Jax, who had 35.4 points on his bench. Actually, this is the last one. Sonic Boom versus Casey and Juju. So Perkins versus Nima. This was another close game. 4.86 points separated them. Some big totals. Keenan Allen on Perkins' team with 26 points. Gostkowski, another big day for a kicker with 17. Carlos Wentz, 31 points on the bench. Perkins decided to start Wilson. And then for Nima, Akeller, 39.4 points, and Hilton, 28.7. Couldn't get it done for Nima this week, though. All right, let's go to the week two previews. Sonic Boom versus me. I really don't know what my team's capable of this year, so I'm going to pick Perkins in this one. He's got to start Adrian Peterson, though, because Goose is on the IR, his running back for the Redskins, so Peterson steps in. I had to read that right because I forgot Peterson is still in the NFL. He's got Saquon. Saquon is guaranteed money every week. So is Keenan Allen. Now, the Pats at Miami, typically, historically, I should say, in the past, Miami has had New England's number during the regular season. But with Miami this year, I don't know. I just don't think they're a very good team. So Gostkowski may have a huge day again, huge numbers kicking. For me, I like Henry at Indy, and Sutton seems to be looking like the number one guy in Denver. And then, of course, I've got Juju as well, too. But, I mean, that's about it. I'm still going with Winston. I don't know if that's going to pay off. I may have to switch back to Rodgers. AJ questioning that move as well, too. We'll see how that one fares out. The next matchup we have is Sports Gal versus Jason. Linda versus Jason, Raider Nation. Again, for Linda, you know, I like Deshaun Watson at Jacksonville. And, of course, Sammy Watkins could have a huge day against Oakland since we just lost Jonathan Abrams. Or Abrams? To shoulder injury, our rookie safety. So that could be huge for us. Jason also has Antonio Brown starting. He's able to go this week. Greg Olsen could have a huge day. McCaff as well, too. And Baker Mayfield against the Jets. Now, you know, the Jets, their locker room may be in some moral morale. Could have some morale, not moral, could have some morale problems with Sam Darnold going out with mono, and he's out indefinitely. And who gets mono anyway at this point? Do people still, I thought you had to be like in college to get mono. So who knows? As Moyne pointed out, maybe he's a super senior. The next matchup we have, I forgot to say who I'm picking. I liked Jeremy over me. I liked Jason over Linda. And then, put my papers right. I have so many papers here. And then I like Cadman over B-Pack. Sorry, B, but, Breeze at the Rams. Breeze looks like he could have an MVP season. Kamara is just a video game. And AJ looks to start Deshaun Jackson as well, too. BPAG has Prescott at Washington, which is always a good sort of divisional matchup, divisional game. Then he's got Beckham at the Jets as well, too. That could be Cleveland could actually come out on top on that one. And then Godwin also as well as seems to be improving week by week, even though it's only been 1 week. And then Thomas as well, too, which actually could, who knows, that could be interesting because you got Breeze throwing to Thomas, Breeze with Cadman, and Thomas with BPAC. So that one could come down to the wire, but I gave the favorite to Cadman, so I'm going against what CBS says. All right, our fourth matchup, Papa Cadman versus Vic in a Box. So I gave the edge to Moyne in this one, with Ryan and Edelman. Again, that New England-Miami matchup. And then also Hopkins as well, too, going against Jacksonville and the Patriots defense at Miami. I like Tom Brady in Miami for Papa Cadman and the Ravens defense against Arizona. And then also Matt Ryan starting over Trubisky for Moyne as well, too, should ensure him a win. Right, the fifth matchup here, we have Sam versus Caleb. And in this matchup, I like Caleb in this one with Mahomes and Jacob and Gurley and Sanders and Gordon and Ingram. I think he's gonna pull out the win pretty easily. So far, Sam's team doesn't look all that impressive. With Tyrell Williams in Oakland, though, could be a big star now that Brown's out of the picture, as well as the tight end Weller and the Texans defense going against Jacksonville. But I think this one is Caleb's for the taking. And then our last matchup, KC and Juju. So Nima versus Big Perm, Ben Dotson. I was giving the edge to Nima in this one, with Ezekiel going against Washington and Keller as well, too, who looks like just a crazy stud now that Melvin is out of the picture, or at least I think I've been keeping up on Melvin, but is he out now? And Hilton and Kittle. And then I like Lamar Jackson, though, for Big Perm and Bell and Jones and Hooper, who could be turning out to be maybe the number one target in Atlanta over Julio Jones. Who knows? But I believe he had more points than Julio last week. So we'll see how that one turns out. And this one, I give the edge to Nima. All right, let's go to the mailbag. So I've got a letter here. The letter is, Dear JV, why would anybody ever start me? Signed, Trubisky.
And now the end is near.
So anyway, folks, that's all I have for today. Thanks again for listening to the JV Sports Show. And we'll be back next week with some news, maybe some interviews. We'll see what we can get set up. And hopefully you have a good fantasy weekend. And I'll see you at the game.
I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few.
Knock on wood if you're with me.